Cooper in the studio with us. So, summer plans 2025. I saw a little tease. You curate your own music festival.
Yeah, we do. So it's actually kind of a funny story. I think it was 3 years ago, I was going to Nashville for a little stint in Nashville, and I ended up staying down there for 4 months, just kind of, you know, learning and just taking it all in. And before I did, I told my parents, I was like, you know, I think I want to do one last like concert before the summer's over. And I said, let's just, you know, I just want to do it off our front deck at our acreage. And I'm going to post about it, invite people and just see what happens. So I was expecting, you know, the night of, we didn't have a whole lot of people at first. And I was like, you know, man, even if we broke like 100 people, that'd be great. Cut to 10 minutes later and we got a lineup of cars half kilometer down the road, and we ended up having about 400 people come out. And it was crazy because we were just like, holy, it started raining. We, you know, picked up halfway through our show, moved it into the shop and kept playing. But yeah, that was the first official Koopalooza is the name of the festival. So after that, kind of the next year, we're like, man, like, you know, I think we got to keep this going. So then we had Koopalooza again. We upped the ante a little bit. Last year we did it for the third time and had, you know, a few opening bands. We also had, you know, upgraded our stage, kind of really sort of got things a little more official. And last year we were close to having 700 people, I believe, come out. So this year we're doing it again. Koopalooza for the people is what we're calling it. We've kind of put a little spin on it. Last year it was Three Sheets to the Wind. We got another festival coming up. It's August 16th. And yeah, we haven't started selling tickets yet, but it is going to be something. Tickets will be available soon. And yeah, it's just a good, really good time, really just a time to have fun with, you know, people you care about, see some good music. And yeah, we really just want to create an environment where it's almost a bit of a throwback to just that kind of out of town, less rules, you know, just kind of having a good time with your friends. And yeah,
several orders of magnitude more successful than the Fire Festival guy.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, if that's the bar, I hope we're above that at least. You know, we haven't had any disasters yet. So
Koopalooza four. The people, 2025. It has been confirmed. We're not going to talk about lineup yet because, I mean, that's still to come. So you got a music festival. You got some shows coming up for the summer as well.
Yeah. We've been booking quite a few shows. I believe right now we have about 13 shows booked for the summer. We're aiming to get 20. So we're still talking with some venues and trying to make an effort to get out of province as well. But as far as like Saskatoon and Saskatchewan goes, our first show in Saskatoon, I believe, is June 6th, Friday at the Green Room, the new venue from Coors Event Center.
Love Green Room.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then we are going to be planning some sort of album release party. That'll be to be announced, but we're thinking midsummer for that. So that'll be something to keep your eye out for. Again, we're doing Koopalooza. We're playing a show in Regina at one point. We're playing a few festivals. We also have a couple of rodeos we're playing, and we're getting into Alberta for a few things. So it's definitely the most we've put into booking and getting out there to play live shows.
2025 is the year of Cooper Tripeau and the Broken Bones.
Yeah, I'm really hoping so. We've been putting in a lot of work and we're really happy with the way things are coming along. So I've got really high hopes, and you know, no matter what happens, we're really happy with what we've come up with, and I think other people are going to be too.
Awesome, buddy. Well, we'll be here with Bells On. I'm really excited to see what else you have up your sleeve with this album.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to hear it, because I'm sure there'll be something in there for you.
Awesome. Cooper Tripeau, thanks so much for coming in to visit us again. And I don't need to wish you luck, because this year is going to slam for you, but good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it, and thanks for having me back in the studio. It's been awesome.